What the acreage reports may tell us. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. Higher yield potential starts with Sonic herbicide. Applied pre-emergence, Sonic stops weeds before they invade soybean fields and keeps working with long-lasting residual control. What do the next few years have in store for corn growers? The Acreage Report may tell us more. We'll talk about it next. Rabo AgriFinance grains analyst Steve Nicholson tells Brownfield that corn growers may have a tough time in the next 2 to 3 years.
It's not your market that you thought you would have for the rest of your life. And corn's a little bit of a yin and yang this year. You know, you look at the demand side of the balance sheet and it's not very promising. It's pretty flat. And so the demand side doesn't look very happy. But I think you have to think about what's going to happen on the acreage number, and that's probably where the surprise could come. You know, March 31, we get prospective planting. We don't know what that's going to look like. There's a lot of anticipation that corn acres will be down because of high input prices. But I think there could be a little bit of surprise there. And if that's lower than the market thinks, then we could see a little rally in corn going forward there.
Another factor determining the price of corn is that a significant part of the 2014 harvest is still in farmers' hands.
Farmers have put that crop away, and farmers have a lot of influence on what that price is going to do. They hold on, that price, particularly basis numbers, will kind of start to move up, and then that may be their opportunities to get some stuff moved.
And what may influence the corn market even more is the number of acres that farmers will plant.
If we get above 90 million acres of corn, that's going to be bearish the market, because I think the market thinks we could be down more 88 million acres. So from that 88 to 90, the market's going to go, okay, we're fine, we'll be good. We get to 88 million or below, then we could see, I think, a rally in corn, because then you have a situation, suppose we have a problem here in Missouri or maybe Illinois, we have a little dryness, you don't have much cushion then, and then you start to see stocks pull down. That will probably put a little bit of oomph in the corn market going forward. So that could be where the surprise is this year.
Nicholson does not feel confident that fewer corn acres will be offset with soybeans.
I think some of those acres will go to beans, but when you look in the periphery of the Corn Belt, those corn acres will go to other places. You go to the Dakotas, like in your home turf, more wheat. You go a little farther north in North Dakota, sugar beets, edible beans. They'll plant different things up there. You go into the Delta, into the South. Probably not cotton, but could be rice. I heard someone say, I'm going to plant some triticale. I think people in the periphery of the Corn Belt are thinking about, what are other crops I can plant that may not produce as much yield, but I can produce the revenue off that ground that I was getting from corn.
Steve Nicholson is a grains analyst with Rabo AgriFinance. You can find us at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield Ag News for America.